MGM executive predicts record convention calendar in Las Vegas. MGM Resorts International CEO told Nevada regulators the company expects the strongest convention schedule Las Vegas has ever seen over the next 16 months. William Hornbuckle, president and chief executive of MGM Resorts, secured unanimous approval Thursday from the Nevada Gaming Commission for updated executive licenses and suitability findings, marking his first appearance before the commission in nearly 15 years. The Nevada Gaming Control Board had recommended approval of the filings in October. Addressing commissioners, Hornbuckle said MGM's convention and events pipeline has surged this fall, and that the company is positioned to benefit from an unusually packed schedule of group business into 2026. I think over the next 16 months, there's more convention business on the books for Las Vegas in our hotels than the city has ever seen before, he said, adding that the uptick in events is already visible across MGM's portfolio. Hornbuckle sought to offer a balanced view of the company's performance. He said MGM's luxury properties and digital operations in multiple U.S. states have performed well, and that MGM's international holdings in Macau and Japan are central to the company's growth strategy. Fundamentally, our business is sound and solid, he told the commission. He also acknowledged pressure in lower-priced segments. I still think there's a market condition where those that have are continuing to spend, and so our luxury properties continue to do exceptionally well. And frankly, value-oriented customers are still struggling, and that's remained true this fall. Industry analysts said the combination of strong group bookings and a scarcity of convention-grade capacity in other markets could push higher rates and ancillary spend across the Strip. If MGM's booked convention pipeline continues to materialize, Las Vegas will enter an unprecedented stretch of sustained group demand that will boost room rates and F&B spend across the Strip, said a senior analyst at Eilers & Krejcik Gaming. That said, the benefit will be uneven. Premium hotels and resorts will capture most of the upside, while some value-focused operators may see muted recovery. Hornbuckle also updated regulators on MGM's Asian businesses. He described Macau as a fast-recovering market where MGM has taken an outsized share following the pandemic. Our Macau business continues to boom. We came out of COVID strong. We've taken more than our fair share of that marketplace, given our scale and our size, and we're pleased by that, he said. On Japan, Hornbuckle emphasized the long-term potential and the scale of MGM's planned integrated resort in Osaka. He said the development is now under construction after 16 years of preparation, representing an investment of more than $12 billion and staffing expected to reach about 12,000 employees at full operation. We'll be the only casino licensee in all of Japan with a population of 120 million people. And so we see that as a massive opportunity for the company, he told commissioners, noting comparisons to the success of Singapore's integrated resorts. MGM's Asian investment and community commitments. Beyond capital projects abroad, Hornbuckle and his wife, Wendy, have taken visible roles in local philanthropy. The couple pledged to help lead fundraising for a dedicated children's hospital in the Las Vegas area, a project Hornbuckle described as desperately needed. He outlined plans for a hospital campus on land tied to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and said developers and health system partners are preparing to break ground on a roughly $1 billion project. Commissioners welcomed the philanthropic commitment while formalizing Hornbuckle's regulatory standing in Nevada. The licensing update removes a long-standing administrative step for a CEO overseeing one of the largest U.S. gaming companies, allowing MGM to continue pursuing an aggressive expansion and group business strategy both on the Strip and overseas. Regulatory and market outlook. Regulators and industry watchers will monitor whether the projected convention surge translates into sustained revenue gains across MGM's diverse assets. Key indicators to watch include convention center utilization rates, group booking pace for 2025 to 2026, and revenue per available room, RevPAR, trends among premium and value tier properties. MGM's progress on the Osaka Integrated Resort and Macau operations will also shape investor and regulator views on the company's long-term growth trajectory.